Linus started talking one day about sickle cell anemia, and I knew a little bit about it, but not nearly as much as I should do. And I now, in retrospect, know that I was dealing with it every day, but not really recognizing it. We had no means of diagnosing sickle cell anemia at that time in the jungle. We had no lab equipment and so on. But he offered to speak to the doctors and staff of the hospital. I accepted on my behalf and persuaded, and a couple of the other doctors readily accepted to talk to him. And I remember one evening we sat down at the dinner table, and he gave a very neat three-quarter hour lecture on sickle cell anemia, how it could be diagnosed, what the nature of the disorder was, and I realized then that this was mostly his own work. And I have realized then, of course, since, that this work alone, as you've probably found out talking to other people, was a very seminal piece of work in the field. In fact, he invented this term, a molecular disease. It was the first disease of mankind that had ever been described right down to its last molecular detail. I expect Linus has spoken about that. He gave us a short talk about it, and then I began to realize that to make the diagnosis, we needed electrophoretic equipment, which involved stabilized electrical current and so on, which we did not have in the hospital. We had intermittent supplies of current and so on, but that it could be done. Later, talking with Linus, I said that if you postulate that all genetic mutations, bad genetic mutations, or all diseases such as leukemia, which seem to come, are caused by radiation or some background effect which affects this, and you then increase the background radiation, you could calculate very easily the number of cases of leukemia that could be attributed to each megaton of atomic weapons exploded. And he looked at me and said, yes, you can indeed. And he said, and he told me the number immediately. I don't remember what it was, because his phenomenal memory, because he makes rapid calculations. That's where I first met him. And then about 2 years later, I was on leave in the United States, and I suddenly remembered that Linus had offered me a job as a postdoctoral research fellow at Caltech.